This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us, Jeff Hathorn, sports director for 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jeff, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. So is this team coming up on the trade deadline a buyer or seller?
That's a great question. The GM described them as a middle team right now, where they don't really know at this point. So last year, they went on this big streak, won 10 of 11 right before the trade deadline, went out and made the Chris Archer trade, and now they're kind of regretting it because of the way some of those pieces that they traded are performing with Tampa Bay. So you know that's got to be in the back of their mind, but you also know that the way the NL Central is, at least right now, and if it stays that way for the next few weeks, it's gettable for pretty much anybody. So if you're a small market team, how do you not go out and try to take advantage of that situation? It's a really interesting call. We debate this all the time on what they should or shouldn't do, because if you get rid of some pieces for the future, you know, that's your lifeblood in this size market. So I don't think they know yet.
I know there's a lot of talk about pitching out in the open market. There's some talk about whether or not the Pirates would be buyers or sellers. So if they're buyers, are they going after pitching, or are they going after additional play in the field and offensive firepower?
You know, their offense has been so good. They've been carrying them unexpectedly.
Yep.
This group is doing that. And I think because they have a couple of infielders in place in AAA that they believe will be with the Pirates very soon, I think they're looking pitching. They want to shore up. Jameson Taillon is a big if he will pitch again this year. And Jordan Lyles has been really good for him, returning from injury to pitch on Saturday. But who knows if he will keep up what he did in the first month of the season. So, yeah, they'll be with about 18 other teams that will be looking for pitching, which makes, if you're the other way, if the Pirates go the other way, they might actually help themselves for the next couple of years by selling off an asset or two. And that's it's really intriguing. And, you know, this was the first time last year where they made that, you know, that Zach Greinke, CC Sabathia type move. They really felt Chris Archer was going to be that guy, and he's just been average. I wonder how much that's going to play in their mind as they look forward and think, well, we tried that last year, really didn't work. We just kind of stay pat with our own guys.
They are dead in the middle when it comes to giving up home runs as a staff in Major League Baseball, but they are 26th in team ERA. They need a starter, but how much depth do they need out there in the pen?
They need some. They have Keone Kella, who's starting to progress back, and Richard Rodriguez, who was horrible the first month and a half of the season, is really starting to pitch like he did last year. So they feel confident in that. They feel at some point they're going to put Brault back in the bullpen, and they like what he has done as a starter and hopes that translates. And they've had a guy like Clay Holmes, who's starting to understand that role, moving from starter to reliever. So while the numbers would tell you they want some help, they actually feel pretty decent about where they're at bullpen-wise because the ask will be so big. I don't see there. I do think if they go in, they're going to go in for a starter. And who knows, maybe they try to make a splash again. I don't know if they would get as high as a Bumgarner, but I think they'll look. If they're in contention, boy, you really have to take a chance if you're, you know, a size market of the Pirates, because you don't get that many opportunities.
If they become sellers, I was seeing a lot of trade rumors and that a guy like Liriano might be on the open market. Do you see it the same way? I mean, he's had good numbers this season. He's been in 35 games with a stellar ERA. I mean, would he be a guy they jettison?
Well, there'd be some easy ones. Liriano would be one because he's on a one-year deal. Melky Cabrera is another. Who wouldn't like a switch hitter off the bench that's hitting 300 and that could come into a game for you? Corey Dickerson, the left fielder, who's now up over 300 coming back from injury, is a guy who's on the last year of his contract, just signing a one-year deal. So those ones are easy. Where they can get value is if they were to move a Marte in center field, or the Dodgers have been linked to Felipe Vasquez, the closer. And I think the beauty for the Pirates right now is both of those guys are under contract, under a pretty good contract for the Pirates. They could just sit back and try to make a steal of a deal and see if somebody would actually offer. You know, kind of like that Herschel Walker trade. If they can get something like that, they could sell yet still try to win at the same time.
Wanted to ask you, this team's coming off of a big series against Houston. They've been hitting the hell out of the baseball, as you had mentioned. Now you come into Miller Park, where the weather's starting to get a little bit warmer. You talk about the offense carrying this team. What has it been? Has it been just collectively? Has they, you know, because here we obviously have Christian Yelich. He's been the spark, and then you kind of have a trickle-down effect from there. What has been the spark in that offense for the Pittsburgh Pirates?
For the Pirates, it's Josh Bell, and the trickle-down from there. What a bounce back. He only had 12 homers last year. And he's got 22, and I'm sure you guys have seen some of the homers he's hit. They're just majestic. The guy's so strong, and he was a football recruit out of high school, and you could see it right now. He's just hitting prodigious homers, and he's starting to come into his own. And because of that, Marte's seeing pitches in front of him, and Melky is benefiting. And then you have guys that have kind of stepped, like Kevin Newman. I mean, Kevin Newman was a first-round pick, but no one expected him to hit like this. And then you got another rookie in Brian Reynolds who came over in the McCutchen trade who's hitting 350 and has had some big hits for them. So I do think it starts with Bell, but they've had some of these guys. You know, some of the things, the what-ifs that need to happen for the Pirates to contend have happened offensively. They just haven't been consistent. And that really the face of inconsistency from the rotation starts tonight in Chris Archer.
Wanted to ask you about the fan base, because at the beginning of the season, there was a lot of questions as to whether or not this team was going to be in it. And I guess if you're a fan base in Pittsburgh, you're probably feeling a lot like the Brewers fan base here, is that nobody's run away with a division. It's not that you've gotten dramatically better. It's the fact that nobody's been able to consistently win. Nobody's put together 10 out of 12 or, you know, 12 out of 16 or something like that. It's just everybody's been kind of 500. They had their little spurts, but that's been about it. So as a fan over there, what are they feeling right now?
They're feeling, I would say, 80% of them are go for it. And they're really upset that they didn't make a run at a Kimbrel or a Keuchel, even though who knows if they would have had interest in the Pirates because they were free. You could have just gotten them for money. And it goes back, you hear a lot in Pittsburgh about the ownership and being too cheap and not spending enough money. And I think the fans automatically go there with some validity to that statement. But, yeah, they want to go for it. They see an opportunity. They like this nice young core. And I think they're realistic enough here to know you don't get that many chances. And how many years are the Cubs, quote-unquote, going to be down, or the Brewers going to have the injuries that you guys have had, or the Cardinals have had some of the things that have happened to them? So why not go for it? That's what the fans want. And what they want, first off, is not be afraid to spend some money.
Yeah, I think we get the same thing. You always hear the terminology small market attached to your team, and you think that doesn't mean you can't spend any money. I've always said if you've got the opportunity and you know you're only one or two players away, you got to go for it. And I think sometimes, you know, franchises can lose sight of that fact that, and I'm not saying that general managers always think that way, but I think sometimes teams think that way monetarily and not realizing that if you win, they will eventually come. By the way, we're talking with Jeff Hathorn, sports director for 93.7, The Fan in Pittsburgh. So this series with the Brewers, how big is this series? How much emphasis are you guys putting on this series?
It's huge. They talked about it before. You know, they swept San Diego. Okay, that's nice. And then you knew you were going to Houston, take two out of three there, and you know you're going to Milwaukee, which – at times has just been hellish for the Pirates, and at times has been pretty good. But then you have the Cubs at home. They have a stretch here against Houston, then the division, where they can kind of set where they're at. They should have a good blueprint here in a couple of weeks of exactly where they're at, because they're either going to compete against these teams or they're going to fall off and be sellers. But yes, there has been a lot of emphasis, even when you don't normally hear it. You know, normally, like to soft pedal that stuff. Pirates have been pretty out front about, hey, this is our season right now. We got to go get it.
Do you see the Cubs or the Brewers getting on a streak?
I still like the Brewers offense, and I think there are some arms there. And I know the Gio Gonzalez thing, I'm sure, has everybody frustrated and trying to find another starter. But the other thing is Milwaukee has historically, you guys, as you know, has been pretty aggressive at the trade deadline with going and getting a piece when they feel like they want it. I would be surprised if either one of those teams didn't shoot up, and I say that. And every year, those darn Cardinals, you know, get something going. I mean, they're a machine. It's truly amazing what those guys do despite injuries or not having the talent depth. They pull somebody up from AAA who has a tremendous second half. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope everybody stays in it. It'll be the only division race. I mean, look what's around baseball. It's really fun to see a division this tight. I assume the Reds will fall off a little, but who knows? It'd be cool in September to have all the teams with at least an outside shot to win the division.
Jeff, pleasure chatting with you. I'm sure we'll talk more down the road as the season winds on, but thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
Yeah, anytime.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. There you go. That is Jeff Hathorn from the Fan over there in Pittsburgh joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.